Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. It is so good to be here once again at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than our brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. It is so good to be alive and well and knowing that God is on our side and he's in us now. And he's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. In him we live, move, and have our being. And so we're grateful that you have joined us this morning. Today is Tuesday, the 20th day of October in the year 2020. My God, my God, my God. We just thank the Lord for his mercies that endure forever and ever. We know that he is good and there is nothing that we can't do without him. With him, we can do all things. All things are possible when we believe in our God. So we're going to pray this morning. We will get into the word later. And we will just be in agreement with God. So that is so important that we do that. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name. Lord, we just bless your name, O God. We know that you are God and God alone. There is nothing better than knowing you, Father. You are the God of the universe. You are the all-coming King. The King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. I say, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you today, O God. You are so wonderful, God. You are the Ancient of Days. And as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. We know the word tells us Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Lord, we thank you that those things that you have done in the past, we know that you can do in the future. We know that you're doing right now. So we thank you, God, for all your blessings, the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it, O God. We're just grateful, Lord, that you're sovereign. You have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we're grateful for that today. We're grateful for Jesus Christ and what he did in hanging on the cross and all the pain, all the shame. My Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that you bore so that we could be healed. So we're thanking you for healing today. We continue to reach out and touch the hem of your garment in the spirit realm, and we are made whole like the woman who had the issue of blood. So we thank you, Jesus, that we can touch the hem of your garment and be made whole. We can come and believe by faith, oh God, that we are healed. It doesn't matter what kind of sickness or disease we may have. We know that you are our healer. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So we thank you for healing this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, we thank you for healing minds and healing spirits today, healing relationships, oh God, healing the body today, oh God, healing the mind today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my Lord, I decree that we have the mind of Christ, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, we do not have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and the sound mind, oh God. So we thank you for sound minds today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, that our families are covered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, that we are walking in favor because of what Jesus did and because we trust you, oh Father. Oh my God, we just thank you, Lord, today for the Holy Ghost. And I say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So it's the spirit of the living God that shall fall fresh upon us today, that will lead us and guide us even in our prayers, lead us during the day, lead us as we walk out there, oh God. Oh my God, we thank you that as we're driving, that you will lead us in the right direction, oh God. You protect us, oh God, from harm's way, God. Even last night, we slept in the very image of death, and you protected us, oh God. So we thank you for that, oh my Father. Thank you that you're our banner and that you go before us, oh God, and Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that Jesus is our shepherd, my God, and we shall not want, oh God. We know that today that he is the good shepherd, and as his sheep, we know his voice, and a stranger we would not follow. My Father, and Jesus is a true vine. Yes, you are, Jesus, the true vine. And Lord, we know that we are connected to the vine. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the strength of your word today, oh God. Your word is rich, Lord. It is powerful, God. It is quicker than a two-edged sword that cuts asunder even to the bone and marrow, Lord, that helps us, Lord, to clean us up, oh God, to keep us real with you, God, to keep us right with you, God. And Lord, we know that we must come and die daily to sin, oh God. There is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, Lord. So we pray that our spirit man will rise above the flesh, oh God, each and every day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my kashata makoda de de shake the makoda da shake the makina manakula shake the makoda de de da shake the makula. My God, we bind up every demonic spirit, oh God, that would try to attack our minds today, oh God. Every demonic spirit, oh God, that would try to cause us to fall backwards, oh God. We come against every demonic spirit, oh God, those strongholds, oh God, that would try to keep us bound, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are conquerors through Jesus Christ, oh God. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God, and we know that you will keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, Lord, we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, oh God. You told us in your word that my people perish for lack of knowledge, oh God. So, Lord, that's why we want to know your word, oh God. We want to know what you're speaking, oh God. We want to hear your voice, oh God, so that we can walk in the right direction, oh God, so that we can do the right thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, there are many people, oh God, who are out there who have not heard about Jesus Christ yet, oh God. There are many people, oh God, who we can speak to, oh God, when we get an opportunity, oh God, when we're in the gas station, oh God. Sometimes we're in the grocery store, oh God, and we can speak, oh God, speak a word for the kingdom, oh God, for Jesus Christ, oh God, to let others know that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, oh God. And Lord, we realize that there are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God. I pray that they will make a decision to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, as their King, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, the hunter of souls that will make them fly today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I come against and bind up everything the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards would try to do to keep the people from coming to you, oh God. We bind up those powers right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God, and we call the warlocks, the witches, and the wizards into the kingdom right now. In the name of Jesus, there are those, oh God, who are serving Satan, those who are serving gods that cannot see, cannot speak, cannot do anything, oh God. I pray, Lord, today that they would come and serve the true and the living God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my Lord, we thank you that you are the one who owns all the souls, oh God. All the souls belong to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so I release the souls from divination and witchcraft this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, restore our souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, Lord, deliver us and keep us, oh God, in your care, Lord. Put to shame those who will seek after our souls this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just praise you, God, today because we will not fall to the trap of Satan, oh God. We will look to the hills from whence cometh our help, oh God. Our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth, oh God. So I say, heal today, oh God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know, Father, that it is your will that none should perish, O God, but all should come to repentance, O God. So we pray for repentance across this nation, O God, in our government today, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we need your help, O God, across the land, O God, around the world, O God. There are people, O God, that are being oppressed, O God. Many people are depressed because of the oppression, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord, we come against every diabolical demon, oh, God, that is out there trying to interfere in people's lives, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, even causing people to want to even take their own lives, oh God. That suicidal demon, we bind you up right now in the name of Jesus. That Cain spirit, we come against a demon of murder. That devil right now in the name of Jesus needs to be put to shame right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are our strength and you are our song. You are becoming our salvation even now, a salvation across the land. Lord, those who have backslidden, oh God, we pray for the backsliders that they will return to the fold, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as the enemy has come in like a flood. We know that the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because we have the victory. There is victory in Jesus right now. There is victory in the word today, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that we are victorious, oh God, and we make our praise glorious unto you right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We pray for the leaders of our churches, oh God, the leaders in our sanctuaries, oh God, that they will teach the word instant, in season and out of season, oh God, that they will not be teaching to itching ears, Lord. Lord, we don't want that itching ear ministry, oh God, that will not help our souls in any way, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we will buy the truth and sell it not, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the truth be made known in this hour, God. We know that there's wickedness all over the place, oh God, all over the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this present world, oh God, of the wickedness in high places, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we must have on the whole armor of God to be able to come against every trick and scheme, every wile of the devil, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we shall have on the breastplate of righteousness, oh God. Our loins will be girded about with truth, oh God. We will have the peace on our feet today, oh God. The sword of the Spirit, oh God, which is the word of God, the helmet of salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, so that we can repel everything the devil would try to bring against your people in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of discouragement this day in the name of Jesus, Lord. We have been under this attack from the COVID-19, oh God. We have been under attack by the government, oh God. We have been under attack by the elite, oh God. But we know, Father, today that we have the victory, oh God. We're going to walk in that victory. And many people have gotten so weary, oh God. You told us to be not weary in well-doing, oh God. We shall reap if we faint not, oh God. So, Lord, give us the courage to hold on, oh God. Give us the peace, oh God. Give us the joy, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy we draw water from the wells of salvation, oh God. Let the living waters flow this morning. Let the living waters encourage us this morning in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the living water that shall never run dry, oh God. So we drink of the water that shall never run dry today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we look, oh God, to you for the answers, oh God, as we look to you for the peace, oh God. Lord, let there be peace in our homes today, oh God. Let there be peace in our neighborhoods today, oh God. Oh, my God, we pray and bind up the evil spirits that are in the gangs out there, even with the stuff that is going on, oh God, in the spirit realm, oh God. The gangs are still doing their dirt, Lord. We pray that they will come to Jesus Christ, oh God, that they will turn from their evilness, oh God. They will turn from the wickedness that is in their hearts, oh God. They will turn from fighting one another, oh God, and fight the devil and become a righteous man and woman of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray against every retaliatory spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that one life has been taken. Somebody wants to take somebody else's life, oh God. I pray today, oh God, that they will repent, Lord, that they will come, Lord, and ask, what must I do to be saved, oh God? They will come into the kingdom, oh God, and be a kingdom builder, oh God. We'll build up the kingdom of Jesus Christ today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. I glorify your name, oh God, that we will not be discouraged, oh God. We will not be downtrodden, oh God. We will not be fearful and unbelieving, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, today that by prayer and supplication, we with thanksgiving, oh God, we will make our request known to you, God. And I request, oh God, it's for us to be stronger in you, oh God, that you give us the strength for this journey, oh God. We don't know how much longer we have in this earth level, God, but as long as we're here, God, we want to do your will, oh God. We want to be strengthened, oh God. We want to continue to pray, God. You said to pray without ceasing, oh God, and where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, Lord. So thank you for being here this morning, oh God, in the midst of our prayers, oh God, in the midst to help us, oh God, in the midst to see the change come, oh God, in the midst to see the change come across the world, oh God, in the nation, oh God, in our neighborhoods, oh God, in our homes, oh God, in our hearts, Lord. Let our hearts be pure for you, God. Lord, you said none but the righteous shall see, God, and the precious, oh God, the precious ones that come before you, Lord, singing praises unto your name, oh God. We know that you're pleased with that, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to sing over us with joy today, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name, God. We bless you today, oh God, as we know, Father, today that you're with us even now, God, and you're taking us to a higher level in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We will not be the same as we were yesterday, oh God. We will be different, oh God, because we're seeking you the more, God. We seek your face, God. We seek your love, Lord. We seek your truth, oh God. Let the truth be made known that comes out of us, oh God. We seek your love, Lord. Help us to love as you love, oh God, unconditionally, Father. We thank you for that this morning. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right now, we're just going to ask everybody to come on in. We're not going to petition the Lord. We are just going to praise him because he is a righteous God. Praise him because he is good. Praise him because of whatever you can think of. Just praise the Lord this morning. Let there be a resounding praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glorify your name, God. We praise you, God, because you are faithful, God. We praise you, God, because you are
faithful. Thank you for who you are. Oh, yes, my life, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I glorify you, Lord. I lift you up, oh God, Lord. For you are the creator of this earth, and we just thank you, Lord, for creating this earth, Lord, making a place for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. You are the great I am, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, I praise you for all you do for me that I'm not aware of and that I am aware of, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Oh, yes.
We bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for your power that you healed in me, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, your strength, Heavenly Father. Thank you for healing my body, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Father, for being healed in my life, Lord. For never forsaking me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 thank you. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors, Lord, that was shut. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making ways out of no way, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Thank you for shutting doors that needed to be shut. Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, I just thank and praise you for Jesus dying on the cross of my sin. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hello, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, your grace, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for eternal life. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Holy Lord.
Lord, I just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, our God.
That's the cross of our sickness, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank you for the peace that you have filled in my life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Father, I thank you for the patience. Oh, hallelujah. Hell, only because of you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy anew every day, Lord. Oh, yes. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for safe travel that you show favor as I travel each and every day, no matter which way I go. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Just patient for the accident that would have been if it wasn't for you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
I thank you for the opportunity to be on prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry and prayer line, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I glorify you for who you are, Almighty God, the great I am. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, yes. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Almighty God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father.
Praise
you.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I could never praise you enough, Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues. Oh, yes,
my
God, you are so good to me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you. Oh, yes, for renewing my mind, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. You're turning me around, Lord. I just thank you, praise you for standing me on the solid rock. Oh, yes, mighty God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Thank
you, Lord, that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, God, because of
praise you, Lord, for your protection, Lord. You have been protecting me all through my years, all through my life, Lord. And I just thank you for your help, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, for your protection, Lord. I don't know where I'll be, Lord. What would I be doing, Lord? Oh, what shape I would be in. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, by
thank
grace
you,
of your faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that we confess our sins and give us faithful and just, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Forgive us, Lord
God.
Glory to you, God. Praise your holy and righteous name, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, and whatever we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you're to us, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that you said to ask for our relationship that we have, Heavenly Father, you and I. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for talking to me, Lord, and me being able to hear your voice and identify your voice. Oh, yes, 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 thank you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
My Jesus, praise your name, oh God. Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All of us are reporting to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we're free from fear today, oh God, because God, you have not given us fear. Thank you, Lord, today that we have faith today, Father. You got it. Oh, Lord, we are not weak, oh God, but sure the strength of my life, oh God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are always triumphing deeply.
Lord, I pray you for our heart, creative,
doing the will of the Father, we know that God is blessing us. You know, as we are part of his kingdom, we are part of the royal priesthood, a holy nation, we have been called out by God. We're grateful for all this morning, grateful for all the saints of God who, those who may not even be here, who would want to be here, who have been here in the past. We're just thankful for each and every one. And so this morning, we are going to go ahead and look at the Word of God. We know that the Word of God is truth. It is what feeds us. It feeds our spirit man. And we want to continue to suffer the word of God. As we suffer the word of God, we will be strengthened as we would as a natural person. You eat your natural food and it strengthens your body. When you don't eat, like when we go on our fast, your natural body gets weak. And so when we don't eat the word of God, we get weak in our spirit, man. So let us go into the word this morning. So this scripture that we are going to be looking at is in the book of Psalm chapter 72. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to read the entire chapter because it is very, it's very good. It talks about, actually, this particular one is from David, and David is basically praying for his son, who is going to be the king, and believing that God would give his son wisdom and, you know, knowledge and understanding. So, you know, we as a body of Christ, we also, you know, as we think about our families, we think about our children who will come in the future. I mean, our children who will bring up the rear. You know, they're coming after us, and then their children will come after them. And, you know, we just pray over those who will come after us, as David did, that they will have wisdom. We need wisdom, God's wisdom, in order to function normally, or function better, actually, is what I would say. We would function better when we have godly wisdom, when we seek the face of God, and we know the things that God would have us to do, and we follow that thing. So here in Psalms chapter 72, verse number 1, it says, "Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son." So that's Solomon. Verse 2 says, "He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations." And as we look at, as we continue this particular chapter, not only are we thinking of Solomon, but we're thinking of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ can be put into the place of Solomon, because he's the one actually who will endure throughout all generations. Now, Solomon can't endure throughout all generations because he had a limited life. But Jesus Christ himself, if we think about what this word is saying, it can applies to Solomon in the natural and applies to Jesus Christ in the spiritual. And so we know that Jesus Christ himself came to this earth, and he did great things, and he looked out for the poor and the needy. He prayed for those who needed to be prayed for. He healed the sick, and he's still doing the same in this day and hour. So let's read verse number 7. Well, no, let me read verse number 6. It says, "He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his day shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace shall long as the moon endureth." So long as the moon endureth. "He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the rivers unto the ends of the earth." Verse 9 says, "They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the islands shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him." Now, we know we're talking about Jesus Christ here, because all nations shall serve the Lord. Every knee is going to have to bow, and every tongue is going to have to confess him. So we continue here. Verse number 12 says, "For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall he give, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised." We want to pause right there, because every day we do want to praise our God. We want to praise our God because of what he does, and because of who he is and who we are in him, and because of what Jesus did, and because of him coming to this earth, dying on the cross, hanging in all the pain and the shame, we have victory. And even as we think about what I'm reading here, we can think about even the leaders of our country, that they will do the right thing, that they will do serve in a righteous manner. We shall pray for them. We will continue to pray for the leadership of our country. That includes the president, the House of Representatives, the congressmen, governors, mayors, leaders of our schools, and leaders of our churches. All across the land, we want people to do the right thing and serve righteously. Verse 14 says, "He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon,
and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. Verse 17 says, his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Verse 19 says, and blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Verse 20 says, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. And so, you know, David was praying, and we continue to pray because we want people to rule righteously. We want our leaders, and we're coming up on an election, a major election for this country. I mean, in fact, people are getting out early to go and vote because they know criticalness of what we are about to do in this nation. And so we, as a people of God, we have to pray that our nation, the leaders of our nation, will rule righteously. We have to keep that prayer going. We can pray and continue to pray no matter what we see them doing right now. We can pray that God will change their hearts, that God will help us even in the midst of whatever they say or do. We are still going to pray and ask the Lord to continue to protect us from the evilness that is out there. There are so many evil things that are in the atmosphere that are being spoken against us as a body of Christ. People don't want us to live for him. People don't want us to live for Jesus Christ. In fact, they have put some laws in place that are contrary to the will of God. But we, as a people of God, will pray that righteousness will rule. Righteousness will rule in our land. We believe that God is still on the throne. We believe that he hears and answers prayer. We know that God is still the lead of our lives. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 4, it says, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And we believe that God is still the one who we can trust. We can call on him. We know that he can fight our battles. He even has angels out there who will help us as we're fighting against the powers of darkness. There is darkness all around in our government, but we believe that the Lord would change the atmosphere as we stay in prayer, as we believe God to make change in our nation and around the world. We know that the laws of Christ's kingdom are the same today, today, and forever. They are constant, and we know that those things that the enemy may be trying, yes, the enemy is out there, the devil is doing his dirt, but we have the power of the word of God. As we see David, you know, David was a powerful man. He was a king. He was a shepherd. He did many things. He was a warrior. He did many things during the course of his life, and we see that the word says that he was a man after God's own heart. And so because David loved God, even though he did things that were contrary to the will of God, he still knew who God was. He still knew that he could come and pray. He still prayed over his seed. And so we as a people of God, we pray over our seed too. We want to pray over those who will come after us, as I said earlier, our children and our grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, those who come in the future. We don't know how long this earth is going to be here. We see that we seem to be going towards the final hours in the earth realm because of the things that have been spoken in the word are being manifest even now. All the wickedness that's in the land, but we still keep our prayers going. All the things that are happening, it's like a place of Sodom and Gomorrah. We see that happening in our nation. We see people who don't want to know the truth. They don't want to know the truth because they just want to believe a lie before they will the truth. And they're depending on man instead of God. And so we as a people of God, we have to keep our trust and faith in the Lord. We want to continue to praise our God, even as we saw at the end of this chapter that there was a praise to the Father. We want to continue to praise him and thank him because he gives us the victory. Victory is ours through Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We can trust the Lord to do what he said he would do. And so let me just read. I have another scripture I'm going to read. This is in the book of Romans. It says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. This is Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so this lets us know that we have something we can hold on to, we can cling to, we can look to, we can look to the Lord, because we know that he loves us and that we can trust him and that we are more than conquerors. And we believe that those things that are happening in the earth realm can change because we have the power, the authority of the word. Jesus told us that he gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And so we have the power through the word of God to overcome those things, to see things change in the atmosphere, as we said that we are going to continue to pray with laser focus, to pray against the tricks and schemes of the devil, to pray against those things that the enemy has put out there through his people that he has in control. He's controlling people's minds. He's controlling their lives, and he's telling people what to do to cause havoc across the world, around the land. But we have our faith in God. We have somebody who can trust. We can trust God to help us. And so that's why we continue to pray. That's why we continue to come before the Lord and know that he is the one who we can depend on in these hours. You know, we're living in some really crazy times. You know, we keep hearing that we have never seen or heard anything that has happened that is happening right now. You know, these things that are out there, this COVID-19 and all the other things that we hear about that are happening, we know that God is still above all of this. And so I encourage every one of us not to be fearful, but to pray, not to get scared. You know, many people get scared when things happen. You know, it's like when you're out there, let's just say you're in the forest and you're by yourself and you see a lion coming towards you, you're going to be afraid. That makes you scared because you know that the lion is a very powerful animal and you're defenseless against this lion unless you have God on your side. We could be like David and have the Spirit of the Lord upon us, and we could slay that lion when we trust God. When you look at what God did for David, when he killed the lion and he killed the bear, he killed the Goliath too, because God was on his side, because God was in him, and we are in God and God is in us, and we have the authority through the word of God. And so we are trusting God as we pray, as we intercede. We will continue to intercede for this country, for our neighborhoods, for our cities and states, and for the world. I mean, the world is in a very upside-down state right now, and there are people who are trying to control everything, and they think they are God. So, no, they're not. We have a God who is above and better and stronger than all of these things, and we must remember that there are more with us than are against us because we have God. You know, we think about that situation where the soldier was out there, and he could see all the people in the mountains. There was a lot of people out there about to go to war against them. And he was thinking, well, there are more people against us than for us. But the Lord had to open up their eyes and let them see that there were many more with them than against them, because the Lord was there, because God was there to help them to fight that battle. And so we think about the different battles that God helped the people to win. Even Gideon, when he had 32 or 33,000 men to start with, and God brought it down to 300 so that God would get the glory over that. And so we are believing right now that God is getting the glory over these things that are happening in our nation. God shall be glorified in spite of what we see right now, in spite of what is happening right now, in spite of those people who are doing what they're doing to bring about havoc and cause pain for other people, in spite of what people are spitting into the atmosphere. We still have God. So that's why we speak out. That's why we use the word of God and let God arise and the enemy shall scatter. Let God arise and the enemy shall scatter. That is what we believe will happen as we keep our face to the Lord. As we think about, even as I talk about the face towards the Lord. I think about Hezekiah, how he turned his face to the wall because he needed some more time. He knew that he could trust the Lord. So he called on the Lord, and he got some more time. And so we have to turn our faces to the Lord. We have to look to the Lord right now. Look into the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, which made heaven and earth. And I say, heal this land, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise, O God. We need you right now, O Father, and we thank you, God, that you are here with us right now. Glory to God. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty, our King, our lead, our all in all. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank the Lord for David and what he spoke in this word. The book of Psalms, chapter 72. My God, my God, my God. We just thank you, God, today. I pray that as we have come to the close of this speaking on the word, that you have received something that will bless your life and help you to be stronger in your faith in the Lord. No matter what it is you need, the Lord is there to supply it. That whatever it is that you need, God has it already. And just trust him. He just wants you to believe in him and seek him the more every day. Trust him and believe and praise him for those things that you know he's already done. You may not see it fully with your eyes, but God has already done it in the spirit realm. It's just a matter of us catching up to that. So, Lord, this morning, we just thank you for your word. Your word is rich, Lord. Your word is powerful, God. And, Lord, just as David was praying for his son to be wise, O God, and the oppressors to be destroyed, O God, we decree this morning that the oppressors shall be brought to shame in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All the oppressors across the world, around the land, O God, we decree and declare that they shall be brought down, O God, in the name of Jesus. You said vengeance belongs to you and you shall repay, my God. So we thank you, Father, today that you shall repay. My God, there are seeds that have been sown, O God. Seeds of unrighteousness, O God, and those unrighteous seeds shall grow, O God, and you are going to take care of these things, O God, that we know need to be taken care of, O God. And we don't know everything, God, but you do, Lord. And we thank you, Father, today for delivering us, O God, from the snare of the fowler, delivering us from those things, O God, that the enemy is trying to bring against even your people, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, make le sheta makulin and akatos parako la shate. My God, my God, we're trusting in you. We're depending on you, O God. We're rejoicing, my Father, because we know we have the victory, O God. We have the victory because of what Jesus did. We have the victory because Jesus is King. He is Lord. He is over all. He is the highest of all principalities, and he shall expose them openly. My God, my God, continue to teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We just thank you, Lord, today for the Spirit of the Lord just ruling in our lives, oh God, and helping us to rise in you as an edifice higher and higher each and every day. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. And I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to just open up just for a moment here. We're near the top of the hour, but we are going to find out if you have a praise report. First of all, let's see if we have any praise reports. Somebody needs to have some kind of praise report this morning. You know, we have our prayer request, but we want to give a praise report. Anybody got one out there want to share this morning?
Amen, amen. I have a praise report. I just so excited this morning with what God is doing. And I just want to let you know, yesterday, late afternoon, I received an email from the shipping company, the ones who are shipping our stuff to Zimbabwe for the children for Christmas. And usually when you ship stuff over there, once it leaves the ports of USA and get in the water, you never get an update until the people receive it and just tell you, we have received it. So it was just a surprise, and at first I thought it was a hoax, and I called them, and they said, yes, we send emails to our customers. So what had happened is there was a shipment that was before us, that was delayed because of the COVID. But when our shipment, because we were right at the front, we were one of the first batches to be picked up. So when that ship was about to leave, they had space. And they put our stuff, you know, with other people's, just a little bit to fill up that ship. And they shipped it. So we actually bought a month or in advance of our shipment, because our shipment was scheduled to be arriving in Zimbabwe in December. Now it's arriving in November. So around this time next month, our shipment will be in the hands of those who deserve it, the children in Zimbabwe. So I am just excited with what God does. He is a redeemer of time, and he knows everything, and he is just a good God. So I just wanted to share with you that our shipment is on the way, and it is going to be arriving ahead of time. And just also a reminder to those who still want to participate in the Back to School, we are scheduled to get the shipment out by the week of Thanksgiving. So if you want to participate, just go ahead and get in touch with me or Pastor Darlene. So I'm just excited. Our God is a good God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord,
we just thank you, Lord, for God's blessings upon us. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Father Okay. All right, so.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to thank God this morning for waking me up and starting me on my way. I thank God for this phone number, which is a prayer line. Thank you, Pastor Darlene, for who you are in Christ. I just want to let y'all know one thing that I learned. If you don't work, you don't eat. You know, I've been disabled, like, for 19 years now, but thank God for my disability check as well. But I just thank God that he gave me this common sense to do what needs to be done. And I need to state that I'm diagnosed with chronic pain, but I must keep moving in order to have the victory. And I've been filling out applications, and Dollar Tree called me. You know, I thank God last week it was 2 days. Today I'm on my way. It's just 1 day. But being a 62-year-old woman, I'm just grateful that it ain't, you know, a whole week. But I just thank God that he sees fit to help me, because he's telling me, put the footwork in. You know, but we could pray and pray and pray, and we yet waiting. You know, yeah, everybody heard the story about the man in the water and all the boats and everybody came by. I don't want to be like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just doing what I have to do. And I thank you, Pastor Darlene, for the information you have given me. And, you know, I just see God working through it all. You know, everyone talking about the sickness that's going on. And, you know, we're praying for them and believing God to intervene for the voting and everything. You know, this is the time when we, yes, all just really need to seek God's face, because he's showing up. He's actually showing up. It's the faith that we have to go forth and do what needs to be done. And I'm just thanking God, you know, it might be a dime here and a nickel here and a penny here. You know, every now and then I get 25 cents. But I am so, so grateful, because all I want to do is just make sure my bills are paid and give my 10%. And God's been faithful and showing me how to put the footwork in. Thank you. Have a good day.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord, touch her body, God. We know you can remove that pain in her body, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. We praise you, God, for the victory over the pain, oh God. Oh my God, my God, we just see for anybody who needs to be healed this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Your name, God. You're
awesome.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, you are, Jesus. Yes, you are, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Well, let me just go ahead and share this. I believe I shared it yesterday, but let me give a little bit more about what happened with this situation with my housing. I'm leaving one place, and I'm going to another place, and I'm going to be renting for a little while. And so I've been looking around, and finally, God bless where my daughter and son, I mean, not her son, but her husband, they have a friend who just bought a house, and they closed on it on Friday, and so they found out that I need a place to stay. So God's going to let me stay there. Most people are charging like a $250 administrative fee. They charge like $50 or $75 for the application, and then they want you to pay 1 month's rent and hold. They want to hold another month's rent. So, and the rent is not here for a nice place to stay in. So I thank the Lord that all I have to do is just come up with the first month's rent, no application fee, no application whatsoever. They're just trusting me to just do the right thing when I get in there. So I'm thanking God for just the favor because it's a nice place. It's about the size of the house that I have now because I was looking at the house, and it was so small. It's like I asked him, I said, can't you reduce the rent for this little place? You know what I mean? But anyway, I said, well, I just, you know, I have to keep looking. So I thank the Lord for giving me favor to be able to get this new place that I'll be moving to. So I'm grateful for that. That's just a powerful thing that God did for me. Favor, favor, favor. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the favor. Lord, God, that you have shown, my Lord, the miracle that you're working on. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord, God, that you've been so great, oh, Lord, God. God, Thank you, Lord.
Right now, we're going to go ahead and go to the power of prayer. God is good today and good every day. And so, you know, we're just going to keep our eyes on the Lord. We love each one of you for being here. I appreciate you coming, sharing your testimony, sharing your praises, sharing your prayers. I thank God for the leaders who come and present and lead us, Sister Marie, our Apostle Horsley, and our Pastor Scholastica, as you do your respective days. I do appreciate that. And everybody who shares whatever you share, it's just your presence. Just being here is important because when you're here, you're not here just for any kind of foolish thing, but you're here to agree with God. So we're here to agree with the Word of God and to agree with each other. And as we agree, we realize that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And so we're more than two people, and we are putting the enemy to flight as we come together, as we pray and we praise the Lord. He told us in his word that he inhabited the praises of Israel. And so if he's in the midst of Israel's praise, he is in the midst of our praise, and things are happening in our praises. And so that's why we pray. So get up in the morning, do your praise, do your dance before the Lord in your own home. You know, when you're dancing in your own home, you don't have to worry about nobody telling you to sit down or you praising God too much. You won't be like that story that Shirley Caesar taught about. John said, hold my mule, I'll dance right here. You can be in your own home and dance and shout before the Lord and just receive all that God has for you. So everybody, I love you. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. Same station, same time, God willing. And I decree and declare that the enemy is at bay right now in the name of Jesus, that he cannot touch you. He will not destroy you. I decree and declare that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus, that our families are covered, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to preach the gospel to the poor. I decree and declare that we look to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and that the angels of the Lord surround us and keep us and fight for us and protect us as we look to the Lord for the answers. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session, and if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.